This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
A return to form for the man we call Mo. Without Mane, his football really seems to flow. This week, there were a few no-shows. Pep Roulette meant no Stones or Cancelo. Sterling, too, missed out altogether. City scoring just the one, but never looked like conceding, of course. Is the title going to be a one-horse race? Welcome to Triple Captain.
Did you do that one with a time frame in mind? It was a very rushed.
it was so rushed. I put that together in about 2 minutes, and it obviously wasn't as long as normal. So I'm slacking like my FPL team.
We are
Triple Captain. We're at Triple Captain 3 on social media. We're a fantasy football podcast, and none of us are really that good at playing fantasy football.
Well, hang on. Are you still top 50,000?
No.
Bearing in mind, there's 8 million people playing the game this year, you know.
I know.
8 million, just under.
I jest. I'm just a bit fed up with it this week.
Come on.
We're okay at fantasy football.
Yeah, we're okay. At fantasy football. We talk the talk, but when it comes to our own teams, how did you get on, Rich? Welcome back. Of course, we missed you last week.
Yes, that was nice to be back. I said before, didn't I, to you, is that I just don't understand what it is. It's so annoying. I've had 3 green arrows in the last 12 game weeks, and this one. Once more was a red arrow, but yet again it's a tiny, tiny red arrow. Last week I only went down 5,000 places, which is just bizarre. And this week I've gone down 15,000 places, so I just don't understand what I need to do to change this around, because I was saying that I might do my wild card this week, but I'm kind of happy with my team. It's just not delivering in some aspects. Maybe like a slight upgrade on a defender or something like that, but I just feel like... Anyway, I'll get into what I did this week. So the average was 48 for game week 21. I got 51. So a slight drop in the overall rankings there. Mendy, he keeps proving me wrong under Thomas Tuchel. All of a sudden, Chelsea are getting the clean sheets and he's getting me the points. Oh, Mendy at long last. Sadly, the rest of the defence is Robertson with 2. Kilman, who I decided to bring in for Dallas because I thought Crystal Palace v Wolves, that's got 0-0 written all over it. And Palace nicked it 1-0. And of course, Dallas scored, who's on my bench with a nice, healthy 7. And then James Justin got me 1 because that Leicester side lost to Leeds. The midfield was where it was redeemed a little bit. Gundogan and Fernandes both getting me 3. Grealish got me 6. I put the armband on Maddison, so he got an assist, so 10 overall from him. And then Mo Salah got his 2 goals, which saved my game week, frankly. I can't be the only one with that. And then Watkins and Antonio, who I brought in for the injured Harry Kane, got 2 each. So yeah, not the greatest game week, but once again, just around the average, which is what I've been for most of the season. So annoying. Anyway, so overall ranking, I am 720k, so that the slow slide continues.
Yeah, I'm similar to you, Rich. Like, I feel like I know I've had a few better weeks than you have recently, but I just feel like I'm stagnating into obscurity.
Well, it says the man who's like sat in the top 100,000 in the world.
Yeah, but I feel like with small decisions, I could be so much higher. Like, it all started with playing that free hit the way I did and getting 30 points.
Oh, no. Oh, the bleep machine's going overdrive today already.
You know, and then
a long, hard season.
Redeemed it with the bench boost. And then the next 2 weeks have just been like red arrows. And I'm almost like back to where I was after the free hit now. So it's just very frustrating. Oh. This week I got 57, which I'd be happy with. But I took a -4, which went wrong. And I was like you, Rich. It's like, I feel like I need to do something to my team, but I didn't really know what. And I had this conversation with Ben on the last pod about, well, I should keep Grealish really, but I want Gundogan. And really, I don't know who to change around. And maybe I should get rid of Bamford. And thank God I didn't get rid of Bamford. And so I ended up bringing in Calvert-Lewin for Chris Wood, which obviously is a good move on paper. But in order to fund that, I took a -4 and got rid of Jack Grealish for Gundogan. Now, the reason that I did that is because I looked at the stats and Gundogan just has more of a goal threat than Grealish does. He doesn't create as many chances as Grealish, of course, because Grealish is far and above the best in the league there. But I thought at 2 million cheaper, the combination of Gundogan and Calvert-Lewin will probably beat the combination of Chris Wood and Jack Grealish. It hasn't worked out that way this week because of the minus four. But obviously, Chris Wood I needed to get rid of anyway. And now, to be honest, I just want Grealish back, particularly with Villa's fixtures. So
how
you
things
know,
change in just a couple of days.
That's what
crazy,
I mean. That's what I mean. And I kind of thought, oh, for God's sake, if I didn't take the minus four, I might have stood a chance of getting a green arrow. And again, just captaining the wrong guy, like captaining Son instead of Salah, and Salah getting 15 points. It's like, oh, for God's sake. But then Salah's blanked 6 weeks in a row, hasn't he? So, you know, it's one of them things. It's just these small decisions. I look at other teams and I think, how has he got 75 points? And I think, oh, well, he's got Martinez and I haven't got Martinez. Oh, he's got Holding who got 8 points. Yeah. It's like, come on.
He's captained
like,
him.
Yeah, like, well done. Rob Holding got you 8 points. You know.
The bitterness in his voice.
Well done, Rob Holding. Yeah, just so many of my players just not delivering. It was only Bamford, Salah and Diaz who returned. Everybody else blanked. Bruno, disappointing again. I thought United were disappointing. But I think he will rediscover his form. I bring Gundogan in, and of course he goes back to old Gundogan. But hopefully that doesn't happen. And Calvert-Lewin was a bit of a punt, but I mean, what happened to Everton? It was just unfortunate. And obviously Stones was benched, and James Justin was. And this happens to be the week where I get one of my subs to come on. And in previous weeks, I've had Souček on the bench with 15 points, and you know Chris Wood with 8 points. And this week, all four of my subs got 1 point. So Justin comes on, and gets 1 point. I'm saying all this tongue in cheek. You know, I'm not that fussed. But
this is therapy for us at the end of the day, isn't it? We just get things off our chest.
Exactly. So
and you listen to it,
Luke. You know this is a bit of a kind of on the couch session, but you are very good at FPL. I feel like you need this week. You're a very good FPL player. You're permanently in the top 100k, and I think for listeners to this podcast, everyone gets stressed for this game. Just don't take it too seriously.
No, you're
even
right.
The best players exactly. Get stressed.
There's more
this
important
game
things.
You're right.
There's more important things in life than
well,
FPL.
Oh God, there is absolutely.
But then it is so funny when my brother Charlie triple captain Sterling this week against my advice.
Who was his advice?
His vice was Calvert-Lewin.
Oh, no.
Which, again, is an odd decision.
That is an odd decision to triple captain Sterling against Sheffield United. Odd.
Well, yeah. And he's got Grealish as well. Speaking of Grealish, there's a big shout out to Heart of the Hull, a Villa Twitter account that this week put up a picture of Jack Grealish in a suit on his mobile phone. I think he might have been outside court for one of his many appearances. Anyway, we'll skim over that. And he's on his phone and it goes, "I don't know who you are, but I will find you. And I will assist you." I thought that was a fantastic move.
Nice.
Brilliant. So yeah, I'm down to 76k overall. So again, it's just like a small red. So hopefully I can arrest the slide. And I think the best thing to do this week is nothing. Because I think there's no player that is... Obviously Salah and Bamford scored really highly this week. And I own both of them. And it still didn't make a difference. There's nobody else really that's shouting from the rooftop saying, "I need this person in." And I think what happens is
Matty Cash.
I think what happens is when players like Kane and De Bruyne are injured, that really narrows down the options for people's FPL teams. So a lot of FPL teams are going to be looking very similar at the moment, particularly with premiums. Everyone's going to have Son, everyone's going to have Salah, everyone's going to have Fernandez. Most people have now put in Gundogan as well. Most people have either got Grealish or Souček as a fifth midfielder. Most people have got double City defence at the back with one other. And most people have got Martinez in goal. Like, and up front is you know, your Calvert-Lewin, Bamford, Watkins, Antonio. That's about it. So who do you bring in? How do you change things up to make things that much different? And if you do, are you taking somebody out? Are you cutting your nose off to spite your face like I did with Grealish this week and it didn't work out?
That's the thing as well. I mean, like you say, De Bruyne is out injured, Kane's out injured, Mane's out injured as well now, isn't he, I think?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of premiums who are missing all of a sudden, and I'm looking at my balance of what I've got left to spend, and I've got quite a bit of money to spend after taking Kane out, but there's not really another premium who I'm desperate to bring in. I'm thinking I might bring in Cresswell because he's a bit more of an expensive defender who's doing quite well. But, you know, I've got nobody else who I could really bring in apart from maybe Son. But Tottenham look woeful. So I've got no desperation to bring in any kind of premium player at the moment, to be honest. I'm really liking this tour of Ben's house we're getting right
sorry,
now.
Sorry, he's just running through the house. I forgot. I said I was going to record in the bedroom so Jem could have the top room, and I completely forgot.
Oh my God!
Anyway,
that was so funny. That was proper like Blair Witch Project. That
I'm just running down
the corridor, and now you're sat in a dark room. Go on, Ben. You haven't told us your team anyway. How did you get on?
You know what? I mean. It's a season of two halves, boys. It's a season of two halves. I spent the majority of the start of the season making awful decisions and taking many hits. Since January, I've decided to play it more sensible. And I've had another bloody green arrow.
Nice.
53 points this week. And I'm gutted.
Nice.
I'm a Villa fan that left Martinez on the bench. And I put Rui Patricio in. Because like you, Rich, I thought that had 0-0 written all over it. And Southampton, I don't know if you remember, they absolutely trounced Villa. James Ward-Prowse had a stunning game against Villa and embarrassed us horribly. And I just thought, with Danny Ings back as well, I thought, what a performance from Villa, though. Like, the defenders, like, it's, I know that I bang on about them, but we don't often get seasons like this. Honestly, Matty Cash got me 9 points this week, Luke.
That's unbelievable. Like,
honestly, 3 bonus for Cash. And it's amazing. They attack as a team and defend as a team. Some of the, like, unbelievable how many players they've got in the box sometimes to make sure they get the ball out. But yeah, no, 53 points. Salah, we kept him in. Last week, Rich, we did no Salah or Mo Salah.
Yeah, and Alisson, Luke very good.
I was ready to take him out, but Luke made the point that actually he did score 2 in the cup, and also he had a VAR disallowed, you know, so I thought, yeah, he's right. Great to see him coming in on 15 points. The rest of the team, apart from Matty Cash on 9, Diaz on 8 as well, a couple of bonus points for Diaz. Gutted that John Stones didn't play. I also thought that Harry Kane, it might be Mourinho lying, but it looks like Harry Kane might be out for a while now. Big red triangle with unknown return date. So I think that's my headache this week, is what to do with Harry Kane.
Yeah, that's a good question, because like I said, I've got money in the bank and I'm looking at options, and there's one premium who we never ever talk about, and that's Gabriel Jesus. Would you consider him? Because Man City look pretty decent, and I think the fixtures are a bit mixed. I think they've got, is it Burnley next, who they tend to do quite well against, but I think then they play Liverpool, don't they? So that could go either way, but I think I'm right in saying that Jesus scored against Liverpool earlier in the season. I might be making that up, but he could be an option. If you really, really want a City attacking player.
I don't think he's any worse than any other striker at the moment. You know, I think obviously Bamford had a great game, but that was off the back of quite a few dodgy performances. So, I mean, if you wanted to stay in that premium bracket, maybe go to Jesus and then go to Vardy when Vardy's fit, and then go back to Kane rather than going cheap. It depends on the structure of your team, really, and if you're going to use that money elsewhere to upgrade. But I wouldn't be against Jesus at the moment, because who's really standing out as like huge performers? Like, everybody on my watch list is kind of below, apart from Grealish, is below kind of 7 million, really. I've just added Zaha. I think Zaha might be in for a few good weeks. Palace have got amongst the
best
fixtures.
Record, isn't it?
Yeah, he's had a great record, and their next 5 are really, really good fixtures. So I'm thinking maybe Zaha could be a nice little differential. Eze at Palace also looks quite good as a cheaper option. But yeah, they're all kind of fairly low price options on my watch list. So it's an interesting one, isn't it? And I feel like when this happens, you just got to do nothing.
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm feeling. I mean, you just mentioned Vardy there. Leicester against Leeds looked absolutely lost without Jamie Vardy. Like, I put the captain's armband on Madison because I thought, you know what, there's going to be goals in this game and Madison's going to be the man to, you know, lead it. But in the second half, Barnes vanished, Perez vanished, Madison hardly got a touch, and if he did get a touch, he was immediately swarmed by white shirts, and they just don't seem to click without Jamie Vardy in the team, because they've had him in that side since, what, 2014, 2015, whatever it is, he's always been there. So they're just lost without him, which is really strange, but I think they've got good fixtures over the next few games anyway, Leicester, so maybe if he comes back, like you say, maybe Jesus for 1 week and then Vardy whenever he returns to fitness, because as soon as he's fit, Leicester need to get him back.
And I think Harvey Barnes is a great option still. I was having a look at his he's averaged something like nearly like just over 5.5 points per 90 minutes.
I think he's got four goals, two assists in six games or something like that.
Yeah,
like, he's doing really well.
Really, really good option, I think, Harvey Barnes in the midfield bracket. So I think like him, Grealish and Zaha in that price bracket and possibly Maddison sneaking in there as well are really good options. But yeah, and I suppose Callum Wilson, again, might be another option. Suddenly, I mean, it might be
so
too...
many people took out... No, sorry, they left Wilson out and chose Calvert-Lewin, didn't they, instead?
Yeah.
That was one of the most transferred...
I mean, like, I don't blame them. Newcastle, I said to you, didn't I, on the WhatsApp group, Rich, I was like, how has this happened? How have Newcastle suddenly become this really good team? They were pressing high. Everton didn't know what to do.
No, we didn't. We were absolutely woeful. We couldn't deal with Newcastle, which is embarrassing. They'd done the double over us this season. Humiliating. We got a win and a draw against Leicester, but... we got done over by Newcastle and, Everton looking like they can't score at the moment, which is quite concerning. So Calvert-Lewin owners, beware.
Yeah, he's had a bit of a drought, hasn't he? I mean, I've just brought him in, I'll stick with him for another few games. But it'll be interesting to see this Leeds fixture, won't it, if there's goals in it or not. Bamford's got a yellow flag at the moment for a dead leg. But so at the moment he's on my bench, but... I think I'll have to play him if he's declared fit after his last performance. He was pretty class against Leicester, wasn't he?
And did you see the post-match interview?
With Bamford?
Where the interviewer was like, and mate, thanks Patrick, because got you captained in my FPL team. He goes, oh mate, I've got myself in my team as well, but I didn't put the armband on this week. I love it when players talk about FPL. Like, love it.
That's brilliant.
Like Patrick Van Aanholt, always on Twitter talking about FPL.
Oh yeah.
Love it.
Maybe it's a Patrick thing. Oh, we need to get a footballer on this podcast to talk about FPL, don't we?
And also... just very, now this, you know how there's all that kerfuffle around early team news last season before they moved the deadline? Have you seen what people have started doing on Twitter?
Oh no.
What? Andy Robertson this week, and I don't know if it's real or if it's fake, but apparently this was screenshotted and went around that Andy Robertson took out Mane this week.
Yeah, but the players...
And, I know that Matt Target plays FPL. Yeah. I mean, surely they're going to have a good insight, aren't they, to what's happening?
So all we need to do is get to know Andy Robertson and we'll know whether Salah's playing.
How do you find someone's team on... Like, how do you search for someone's team? Do you need their team ID? Or can you just type in a name?
Yeah, but also you wouldn't be able to see the transfers they've done until after the deadline.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you can't see what they've done until after. Yeah.
That's annoying. Yeah, you're right.
There must be someone out there who has probably like a Ben Krellin kind of guy who just watches these pro teams, FPL teams, week in, week out to see what transfers they've made. Because maybe that is, like you say, Ben, it's a bit of an insight, isn't it, into team selection, because players presumably know who's going to be playing the day before at least.
Mm-hmm. Just quickly, are we going to keep Son while Kane's injured after that awful performance from Spurs?
I wouldn't bring him in.
Sickeningly bad, that performance. That was typically Mourinho, that was. United had quite a few games under Mourinho where we were that bad. It was terrible.
Yeah, things off your chest. I'm absolutely delighted that Brighton won 1-0. I'm not going to lie.
Me too. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. Very happy, but just so frustrated with that captain blank from Son.
It's proper Mourinho in it. But I took him out like a few weeks ago, Son, and I'm not going to be bringing him back in, I don't think. Tottenham just lost without Kane and they were already bad enough with him. So I don't think I'm going to be bringing him in.
Shall I get rid of him then, do you think?
Yeah, but like you said, who'd you bring in? Yeah. Until you took
either Grealish or Zaha, probably. Mm.
Grealish is a shout, mate. Eze is the one who's scoring for Palace, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's not having anywhere near as many like shots and touches and all that kind of stuff that I look for. But yes, he's a good option.
I'd lean towards Grealish just because Palace are one of those teams that will win two, then lose three, and so on and so on. They never really get going with like an unbeaten run or anything like that. But Zaha is always the guy who does stuff for them, so you know. If you're going to pick any Palace player, it would be Zaha, in my opinion.
I will find you, and I will assist you.
Yeah, I think I'll probably just do nothing this week.
Yeah, I think I'm the same, to be honest.
Hi, we're Sound Rebel, the people that produce this podcast.
We make loads of entertainment shows like this one, but we also make informative and educational podcasts for brands. Brands who know that podcasts are the fastest growing broadcast medium in the world and who want to build their audiences online with their very own podcast.
We work with magazines, digital creators, influencers, and industry experts.
From idea development through to distribution to all of the major podcast apps like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, we make making your podcast easy.
And tell us you heard this ad, and we'll produce your first episode for free.
So email hello at soundrebel.co.uk now, and we can get the ball rolling on your new podcast this week. Right, back to the episode.
Should we wrap up? Didn't you say you needed to go?
I have actually, there's a few questions on Twitter. Have you got two more minutes or not? We've had quite a lot.
Oh, that made me laugh.
Quite a lot of questions come in.
Yeah, yeah. Shall we just go?
I need a wee as well.
It just really made me laugh. It just really made me laugh. Just, yeah, should we wrap up?
And on that note,
me and Rich just both going, we're just going to do nothing this week.
Sick of this. Best of luck, everyone. Come on, Ben.
Do the questions, okay. Ben. Yeah, do the questions.
So thank you for sending in your questions to @triplecaptain3 on Twitter. This is MattGS97. Got two transfers, boys. Thoughts on dropping Son to Grealish and Robertson to Soufal, so I have the option to go to Kane when he's back. The reason I asked that one is because, Luke, for weeks you've been talking about dropping Andy Robertson, but you still had him this week.
Yeah, I've still not dropped him. And I mean, I'm considering it. I've lost the plot.
You're still laughing at me.
I've been teaching since 9 in the morning to 6:30, all online, and I just feel like my head has just gone.
Do you want me to answer this one?
Yeah. Can you answer it? No, I think I wouldn't go Son to Grealish, Robbo to Soufal just yet. No.
Okay.
I'd maybe think about Son to Grealish, but I'd give Son one more game week, and if Spurs play just as bad against Chelsea, and it's clear that Kane's going to be out for a bit longer, then make the move. But I don't think you should. Get rid of Son just yet. And
okay.
Robbo, again, I'm probably still going to keep the faith, but if you want to get rid of him, get rid of him.
Yeah, I think Son and, well, it's a derby, isn't it? London derby, Tottenham, Chelsea. It's quite a tasty fixture. And, you know, Mourinho against his old side, he might have a point to prove, looking to come back. So, you know, Son's one of the top players this season in FPL, and so I'd definitely at least give him one more week, even though it is this regenerated Chelsea side.
Question from Andrew Taylor, who looks very smart in his profile picture. I do like a suit in a profile picture.
The referee?
Picture.
Isn't there a referee?
I'm not sure if it's the referee, Andrew Taylor. Okay. No. Well, maybe. Long-suffering Arsenal fan. Come on,
oh,
you
it's
gunners.
Andrew Taylor. Sorry. Yeah. Go on.
He said, how many premium players should you have? I currently only have Fernandes, which I think is a mistake. None of the premiums are firing at the moment. Well, Salah had a good week. What other premium had a good week apart from Salah?
That's it, isn't it?
None of them.
Mendy.
Andrew, I think at the moment it's premium or not, doesn't matter. Like last week we had a load of premium blanks as well.
Yeah.
It's just
premium and price, not an ability at the moment, isn't it?
I'd still have three. I'd still go for three. Mm. And it'd be Salah and Bruno and probably Sterling at the moment for me. I know he was just benched, but in terms of a City attacker, I'd probably go for him. But I think you can get away with just Salah and Fernandes for now.
FPL Aiden, looking for a McCarthy replacement. What goalkeeper would be your standout choice?
Around a similar place.
Got to be,
I guess.
Got to be Martinez.
Yeah, probably
the
Martinez.
Only one. And finally, Filthy Frank. Obviously, we've got Villa versus West Ham. Lots of people have got both Watkins and Antonio. Filthy Frank's asking, do I bench Antonio or do I bench Watkins for game week 22?
Ooh, that's a difficult
question. So obviously he's got a choice to make for some reason. I don't know more of a backstory than that, but...
Yeah, I'd rather play them both, but I'd bench Watkins if I had them both.
Is it at West Ham?
It's at Villa.
At Villa?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a tough one. That. Antonio was
that is tough.
So unlucky in the game
that is tough.
Against... whoever they played the week before they played Liverpool. Because he had a great couple of chances. I think he hit the post twice, Antonio. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe Antonio just about edges it because I think Villa tend to spread their goals more throughout their side, don't they, than West Ham, whereas West Ham just tends to be Antonio and Souček, really.
Play both if you can, though.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to be playing them both.
Yeah, I'm just having a look. It's a game, in terms of the stats over the last few years, they tend to be, it's a 1-0, 2-1, 0-0, 2-0. They're not massively high-scoring games, these Villa West Ham ones.
But even and close by the sounds of them.
That's our questions, boys. Thanks for getting in touch at TripleCaptain3 on Twitter. And also leave us a review if you listen on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, we read them out, don't we? Whenever you give us a five-star review. It has to be a five-star review, by the way.
We'll always read it.
Three-star reviews.
We don't get that many, so it will definitely get read.
Please do.
All right. Another quick turnaround, everybody. My captain's on Salah.
I don't know why we always do this at the end of the podcast, because the answer is always, I don't know. It's either or.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Against Brighton at home, yeah, it's got to be.
Or Gundogan against Burnley.
Yeah, I was thinking probably Gundogan.
Because City always batter Burnley. But I think I'll probably stick with Salah. He's back on form. And if Mane's still out, I think he scored 20 goals and got 9 assists whenever Mane hasn't been playing.
Oh my God.
So I heard that on the Football Weekly podcast this morning. So I think I'm going to go with Mo.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking Gundogan just because of the record that City have against Burnley. So why not? I went Maddison last week. I'll go Gundogan this week. Just mixing it up. Might as well. It's one of them. 2021. New year, new me, even though it's 1st of February.
Sorry, boys. Quick question from at producer Ben. If you had Martinez at home against West Ham or Patricio at home against Arsenal, who would you start?
Martinez. Because Martinez. Wolves are awful.
And Martinez is just so good at bonus.
Mm. Yeah.
So good at bonus, save points, everything. Yeah. Just play Martinez. Get rid of Patricio and just play Martinez the whole season now.
Yeah. And hey, Luke Leland, he's back in football. He's not in the Premier League, sadly, but he has joined Norwich in the Championship, who are doing quite well, I think.
I just want him back. I don't want a goalkeeper choice each week anymore. I just want him back.
Oh well, maybe next season.
Good luck, everybody.
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like Newsjacking with Dan and Katie.
Hello, my name's Dan.
Hiya, I'm Katie.
And we are back with our brand new podcast, Newsjacking. Is that what we're calling it?
That's what we're going with, yeah. Not to be mistaken for news jerking.
No, we did talk about news jerking, didn't we?
Posh Ben, the producer, can you confirm the name of our podcast? Is it Newsjacking or News Jerking?
No, we're going Newsjacking.
Okay. Better cancel those T-shirts I got ordered then.
We should probably explain what newsjacking is.
Yeah, what is newsjacking anyway?
Siri, what's newsjacking?
Newsjacking, the practice of taking advantage of current events or news stories as a way of promoting or advertising your own product or brand.
So essentially what you're saying is we're talking about other people's news as a way of drawing attention to our own new podcast.
Basically, yeah. It's shameless, but I'm hoping it will be effective.
So that's newsjacking with Dan and Katie. Going to be starting...
Jacking.
That's newsjacking with Dan and Katie. Yeah. You can find us now in your podcast app.
Newsjacking with Dan and Katie. Follow them on Twitter and Instagram at Dan and Katie.